So what's going on today?
So basically what's going on today is the first of 4 day strikes. This one is, of course, on Friday. Next week we've got Wednesday, and the week after we've got Thursday and Friday. We've had a good response here. We've got 180 employees. At least 60, 65 have come out today with banners. And I've got them some whistles to make it so the public can hear us. We've had great support with public coming in cars and even as you can hear now. There's so much support. This part of the strike action to do with pay, basically what we're asking for is we haven't even got to the point of actually asking what the pay rise is, because the Royal Mail employees won't sit down and talk to us. On numerous occasions we've asked to talk, then they're just absolutely not interested, and they keep banking on that they're going to give us 5.5, which is absolutely misleading, because to get the 5.1 they want to change our conditions, which is Sunday working, getting rid of our allowances, just totally ripping up our conditions. So that's where we are now. And plus they say what we do, we give you £500 bonus on achieving the scores, what we do. We're nowhere near that. And the hard-working Ashford postmen are doing like 25,000 steps a day and over 8-9 miles a day. Absolutely knackered. We are hitting our efficiency as what we're doing, but they want more. So that's where we are with it.
How does it make you feel?
Angry. I'm absolutely angry. Passionate, angry. This is going to be a fight for our lives. I think they want to break the union. Really want to break us, because by breakers they can just sell us off to wherever. We're all going to stick together, we're going to fight this, and we're going to win.
Yeah.
We're not getting paid today. You know, we're absolutely not getting paid for this. These people coming here, they could go down the beach, but they're here to try and fight for our survival, you know. So
clearly means a lot to everybody in
Yeah,
the
it does.
Then.
I mean, a lot of people, we've got a lot of new people on 30-hour contracts. Can't afford the cost of living crisis. They can't afford it, you know, and they're here today. You know, they're going to lose a lot of money, you know. They've got, you know, so we've got to pay respect. Everyone's got to get behind us.